Hello, friends. Last week, on the feast of Saint Padre Pio, I promised to show you how your intentions were delivered to San Giovanni Rotondo. Today, I'm excited to share those moments with you. Here you see our dear Mr. George Martin holding up our petition certificate with the convent church behind him. In the next photo, he's holding the list of petitions still outside the church. I was glad to see the weather was nice that day. And now, we step inside the sanctuary itself. If you look to the left, you can see Padre Pio's glass tomb in the background. And here we see a close-up of Padre Pio's incorrupt body, a reminder of God's enduring presence. Now, for those who didn't know, his glass coffin was created and installed in 2008, when his body was exhumed and displayed to the public for the first time. At the time, the local bishop, Monsignor Umberto Domenico, told a press conference that when Padre Pio's initial tomb was first opened, there was no unpleasant smell. When he asked the doctors about it, they had no explanation. And here's the wooden box for petitions within the sanctuary. It says, letters and photos. And finally, a glimpse of Padre Pio's confessional, the place where countless souls were reconciled with God and where people still leave their prayers today, as you can see at its foot. Thank you for allowing us to be part of your spiritual journey. May Padre Pio, our powerful intercessor, present your prayers to the Father, and may you feel his comforting presence in your life. And remember, your support makes this mission possible. So if you'd like to help us continue spreading Padre Pio's message, please consider joining our Protected Children of Padre Pio program. You'll find a link in the description below. May Our Lady and Saint Padre Pio bless you abundantly.